Let's go next to Pakistan, where authorities say they are holding six American Muslim men. Five are apparently from the Washington, D.C. area, where their families reported them missing. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports they allegedly have links to a Pakistani militant group.
Authorities in Pakistan took the six into custody in the city of Sargodha, a major Air Force base 160 miles south of Islamabad. Usman Anwar, the Sargodha District Police Chief, says the group landed in Karachi, traveled to Hyderabad, Lahore, then to Sargodha. He said five of them are between the ages of 18 and 25 and had come to Pakistan for what he called jihad. Anwar said police confiscated personal information from the suspects taken from their telephones, computers, and YouTube addresses.
We were able to assess that they had some nefarious designs in Pakistan, and in this process, we have broken the backbone of a network in Pakistan, which might have been used in some sort of terrorism here in Pakistan or elsewhere.
Police Chief Anwar said the detained men are naturalized U.S. citizens, originally from Egypt, Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Pakistan. Pakistani authorities say the group had come to Pakistan for a local wedding, which Police Chief Anwar said was likely an alibi to obtain travel visas. Anwar says the group was believed to be en route to Miram Shah, the capital of the tribal agency North Waziristan. The lawless city is also a crossroads for extremists on both sides of the Afghan-Pakistan border. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.